Now this is a dictation for Nancy Hanson, H-A-N-S-O-N. January 2055. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Ernest E-R-N-E-S-T 4665956. Dear Dr. Ernest, follow up for Mrs. Hanson with history of low magnesium, probably related to breast cancer chemotherapy, previously documented renal magnesium wasting with a expression of 6%, considered normal less than 4%. Last visit in December. She has not tolerated amiloride, A-M-I-L-O-R-D-E. As there is a renal wasting, magnesium intravenous replacement is not long-lasting. Has not tolerated magnesium tablets. She misstepped going to the basement with some trauma, right shoulder, right foot. She is overweight, 205, complaining of some weakness on the lower extremities. Presently, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, change of weight or appetite, trying to do a diet for diabetes, denied chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. Other review system is negative, medication list review, diabetes, insulin management, otherwise blood pressure, Norvas, labetalol. Blood pressure high, 170 over 90, left-sided, prior breast cancer on the right, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, varicose bilateral veins, varicose lower extremities bilateral without gross edema, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is normal kidney function, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no gross anemia, magnesium runs low. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, hypertension, not well controlled on Norvas labetalol. Given the presence of low magnesium with renal wasting, probably from breast cancer chemotherapy, she has not tolerated oral magnesium or amiloride. For blood pressure, I'm going to try spironolactone, might have some benefit from magnesium. Side effects explained to the patient. We will monitor magnesium, renal magnesium wasting on the next few days. She needs to check blood pressure at home. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.